Tuesday is Tuesday Book Club time. Andrew Popel, who of course hosts our final draft show right here on 2SER, joining me to chat about the written word. Andrew, a very, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And can I just say once more, Wilder Country, what a ride. I know we spoke about it a little while ago, but I'm still so excited about that book.
And I'm hoping, I loved it too, I'm hoping to keep bringing you this amazing Australian writing.
Oh, so good. I'm enamored of Australian writing once more.
I want to say it'll probably just be Australian till the end of the year. In fact, I'm pretty confident of that. So stay tuned, lovers of Australian fiction. But look, Wilder Country, I've been bringing you some dystopian fiction, some far off realms. And so today, look, I thought I would crash us back into reality whilst keeping with that whole theme of exciting new Australian writing.
Hit me.
I've brought in Just Another Week in Suburbia by Les Zig. It's a tense psychological thriller that's perhaps a little too close to home. Look, this is an absolutely fascinating study of contemporary Australian life, insofar as you can make broad brush strokes that encapsulate such a diverse beast. So look, I'm going to rephrase. This is a probing look at middle-class masculinity, the sort found on the leafy streets of most Australian suburbs. And as you might imagine, a study of contemporary life that hinges on these fine details. So I'm going to talk about the plot, but I'm going to be obtuse because I want to avoid spoilers.
Excellent. Love it.
All right. So Just Another Week in Suburbia is sown in fertile but familiar ground. The narrative does what it says on the box, detailing a week in the life of suburban teacher, husband, neighbour, dog lover and frustrated gardener, Casper Gray. I love that Zig picked the name Grey for his protagonist with all its vanilla sexy Red Room of Yawn undertones. I'll leave it to the listener to follow Casper on his daily routines and decide if there is any irony at all to the muted tones in his name. So look, Just Another Week in Suburbia, it's precisely that. We follow Casper and his wife Jane through their week as they go to work, have car trouble, argue about takeout and don't have sex, and then do because they're supposed to be trying. The varying shades of torp in their life are considerably muddied, though, when Casper, stumbling around trying to calm the dog in the middle of the night, disturbs his wife's bag and discovers a condom amongst the upturned contents. Bum, bum, bum. So begins the descent into inner turmoil as Casper seeks to reconcile the many reasons his wife might reasonably have a dog-eared prophylactic with the obvious conclusion we all just jumped to, don't pretend you didn't. So, Zig then lets us inside Casper's head and we go ringside at the petty bullying he experiences at the hands of a neighbour, over the nocturnal adventures of his dog, the backyard-style megalomania of the head teacher at his school, and his fears about the denim jacket-wearing potential drug dealer who lurks outside his local cafe. Casper works at enduring these tribulations with stoicism, while supporting those around him with real problems. It's like the colleague. He's got a colleague who may be suffering abuse at the hands of a partner. He really wants to focus on people that he sees as worthy of that attention whilst really internalizing his own. Realistically, though, he is an absolute mess of fear and paranoia. And whilst this latest concern over a condom hasn't helped, you suspect that he's been wearing his anxiety barely concealed underneath the surface of that happy family facade. This is the space Zig wants us to occupy. Your concerns may be different to Casper's minor, but we all have minor tortures and, scare quotes, first world problems that eat into our days and rob us of peace of mind. Casper wants more than anything to be a good guy, but it's paralyzed him with a fear of offending that morphs altruism into ennui. I found Just Another Week in Suburbia really thought-provoking and a very affecting novel. Casper's life isn't my own, and it probably fails to sum up any one bloke in the burbs. It is, however, pieces of friends, family, neighbours, and yes, even ourselves, such that we're implicated in the horror of what transpires beneath this whole polite facade that we have each day as we nod and smile. I'm skirting around the bulk of the action here. I said I'd do this.
Yeah.
And that makes it a little bit hard to analyze the work that Zig does delving into our white middle-class psychology. I found myself frequently frustrated and disagreeing with many of the actions and decisions made by the characters, but in such a way that I kept investing myself further into the story. There are things that are going to happen that you're going to go, no, just do it differently. And then there are actions that particularly Casper takes that you're going to think, oh, I mean, I particularly found myself saying, I'm not sure that's a good message to send, but that's kind of the point. You don't walk through suburbia and find people staying on message.
No, you do not.
So look, I doubt many could read this without having such an adverse reaction to something in the narrative. But what is that other than the sign that the book is successfully engaging with us? So with the end of the year looming and a long, hot summer of suburban revelry on the horizon, Just Another Week in Suburbia may be the perfect playbook for navigating your local area.
I am absolutely, and I say this a lot, but wow, I am on board with this. What an incredible idea.
Yeah, and look, I think if I've got that reaction, I think reading it is only going to invest you further. A lot happens in this book. The main tension that I've mentioned is Casper finding this condom in his wife's bag. He sort of kicks it in the middle of the night and discovers it. So that's a fairly innocent discovery that kind of leads him to do some fairly more dubious things, like go through his wife's phone, searching for evidence. And then we start to see these little black patches in everyone's character. So you've got this, you know, suburban area that I think most people recognize. And you have fights with neighbors, but everyone's kind of like, well, you're just another vanilla suburbanite. And we start to see how wrong that is. And I think what Lessig really wants to do is explore the psychology of the everyday and look at how it's not so terribly different to, I guess, more exciting action narratives. The action is of a different kind, but it is still so engrossing.
But finding that microcosm of, I guess, intrigue in the prosaic is the mark to me of a great author.
Oh, absolutely. And Lessig engages us with this. You will find yourself uncomfortable, I think.
Excellent.
I think white males especially will find themselves uncomfortable because you will come to identify with Casper and then wonder at yourself, like where you see yourself reflected.
It is a position we deserve to be in, let's be honest. Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Anything that unsettles that power dynamic, yes.
Andrew Purple, what are we talking about next week?
So next week, there's a book that I've started. It's an author that I've been meaning to read, Amy Kaufman. She's working with Megan Spooner. And this is a new series. It's set in the far-flung future in a distant galaxy, but with a very human cast. It's called Unearthed. I've started it. I'm really waiting to see where it ramps up. And I feel like it's exactly the sort of thing you would enjoy, Nick. So Unearthed by Amy Kaufman and Megan Spooner.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. And where are people going if they want to find more Final Draft?
I would say, first, go to 2SER.com because there's an interview with Lessig.
Yes.
Yeah, Just Another Week in Suburbia on Final Draft, the weekend just passed. And every Saturday. Every Saturday, we've got the last Australian Classics Book Club coming up. We've got
Excellent.
Great Australian writing ready for Christmas.
Andrew, cannot wait. Let's talk Unearthed next week. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.